From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Hello, Phoenix. Welcome back to the Gay PHX Podcast, your community radio on demand. I'm your host, Billy Foster. My husband, Brian, and I bring you everything queer, local, and proudly Phoenix. We're still buzzing from last weekend, and if you caught us on First Friday Live, then you understand exactly why. We had an absolute blast hanging out with our friends at Row Row Dogs on Roosevelt Row. They came up with this brilliant idea to go live right from their balcony, and it was everything. It was fun, chaotic, spontaneous, and full of community energy. The crowd, the music, the laughter, that's what Phoenix Pride really feels like and is a great way to kick off this month of Pride. And let me tell you, we love the guys at Row Row Dog. Their vibe, their heart, their humor, they're the real deal. And if you haven't been by their shop yet, well, do it. Grab yourself a dog, grab a seat, soak it in, and my favorite, the picnic dog. Oh, and you got to check out all the artwork and all the murals and stuff that's down there, not just inside of their shop, but around downtown. It's juicy, it's messy, and it's absolutely worth it. It's the kind of wiener you can't help but talk about the next day. And we do love talking about wieners. Now, I have to admit, I completely missed beginner yoga on Saturday. Totally on me, running behind as usual. But that's why I want to take a moment to shout out Melrose Yoga. Because when I do make it to class, it's genuinely been one of the best things for my body and my recovery. Yoga isn't just about flexibility. It's about balance, breath, and building strength in a mindful way. For me, it's been a game changer in rehab, helping me reconnect with my body and release the tension I didn't even realize I was holding. And if you've been curious about trying it, Melrose Yoga has classes for every level, from beginner flow to restorative sessions, even classes focused on deep stretching and mindfulness. You'll find the instructors who welcome you exactly where you are without judgment and help you discover what your body can do and maybe even surprise yourself a little along the way. So go check out Melrose Yoga on 7th Avenue in the Melrose District. It's one of those spaces that truly feels like home. Now, when Saturday rolled around, whoo, baby, things got wild. We went over to Grit AZ for Scream, and I'm still struggling to put it into words. What Jim has built inside this space is simply breathtaking. Every sound, every flicker of light, every subtle detail pulls you in. It's not just an event, it's an experience. You walk through the door and instantly feel it in your skin. The anticipation, the thrill, the heat. The room moves through you, teases you, dares you. It's erotic, immersive, and unforgettable. You don't watch Scream, you live it. And trust me, once you do, you'll never look at Grit the same way again. But more on that in a bit, because this week, it's Phoenix Leather Pride Week. This is one of our city's most iconic celebrations of community, kink, and connection. And the lineup this year is stacked. We're starting at Newtown Saloon with one of the most anticipated gatherings of the season, the Bluff Social and Bondage Karaoke. If you've never been to a Bluff event before, picture this. It's a room full of men in crisp leather uniforms, boots shined to perfection, caps tilted just right, trading stories, laughs, and maybe a few knowing glances. It's classy, masculine, and filled with unmistakable old guard energy that reminds you why leather culture is still alive and thriving. This will be our third Bluff Social, the first being at the Mr. Anvil competition, the second in San Francisco, and now the third will be here. And then after that, the karaoke kicks in, and this isn't your average sing-along. It's bondage karaoke, where the mic comes with a sling. The singer might be tied to a cross, and the harmonies are best served with a hint of restraint. Whether you're belting it out to some power ballads or just watching from the crowd, it's a night that is equal parts social, seductive, and just a little bit sinful. So if you're looking for a way to start Leather Pride Week off right, this is the place to be. Connection, camaraderie, kink, all wrapped up into one unforgettable night. And if that's not quite your flavor, swing by Stacy's at Melrose for the milkshake ball. It's thick, frothy, and guaranteed to bring all the boys, and maybe a few bears, to the yard. Then Friday takes things to another level. Start your evening at the Anvil for Leather Happy Hour. Free pizza, flogging by Dennis Daniels, for the Brave and Curious, and a fierce performance by this week's guest, Honey Davenport. You know Honey from RuPaul's Drag Race, where they dazzled audiences with their talent, charisma, and unstoppable artistry. But these days, Honey's wearing a new crown. As Mr. Dix 2025, proudly representing Palm Springs leather community and prepared to compete on the international stage at IML 2026. Honey's story is powerful. It's about embracing every part of yourself, from drag to go-go, from the club scene to community service. Honey has never been afraid to blur the lines between gender, art, and kink. They're using their platform to bridge the world of drag and leather, showing that visibility and authenticity can exist together without compromise. In their journey towards International Mr. Leather 2026, it's more than a title run. It's a movement for representation, inclusion, and pride across every corner of the queer spectrum. We'll dive into that story a little bit later in the episode. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. And then comes Saturday night, the night everyone's been waiting for. Saturday night, before you go do anything else, you've got to stop by Scream at Grit, because this isn't just a party, it's an experience. What Jim has created inside of Grit is something that you have to see and feel to believe. Imagine stepping into a living, breathing horror fantasy, pulsing lights, immersive sound, and a sense of danger that feels just close enough to touch. The entire space transforms into a dark, erotic playground where fear meets fantasy and tension becomes temptation. It's equal parts art installation and adult fever dream, where every shadow hides a secret and every corner has a story. It's the perfect way to start out your Saturday night. Let the adrenaline flow, let your pulse quicken, and your imagination run wild before diving into the rest of your Leather Pride adventures. And trust me, after Scream, you'll be ready to serve your sentence at the Yard, the Arizona Men of Leather's infamous parking lot party. Here's what's awaiting inside those chain link gates. Cruel and unusual punishments with Leather Rob, the kind of discipline that leaves you smiling through the sting. And a dog pound puppy mosh pit where pups are playful and the handlers are hands-on. Then there's the jail sale fundraiser, where you can file charges, get your friends locked up, or pay their bail and spring them free. All for a great cause. I believe it's Alzheimer's. Then there's the date and inmate auction, where four sexy prisoners go up for bid, each with a full date package, $25 bar tab, $25 Uber gift card, and a $25 offshoot voucher. And of course, the Leather Glitterati will be patrolling the bar, looking flawless and making sure every cell is filled with fun. Then comes Sunday, because Leather Pride doesn't end when the sun comes up. Start your afternoon with corsets and kink, women's tea dance, and at Boycott Bar from 2 to 6 p.m., a space celebrating feminine strength, leather sisterhood, and kink done with class. Or head across the street to Pado's Bunkhouse for the Leather Gear DJ Party, also from 2 to 6 p.m., with DJ Moody and High Sir spinning deep, dirty beats while the bartenders keep your drinks cold and the vibe hot. It's a perfect way to wrap up an epic weekend. Sun, sweat, music, and memories that'll keep you glowing long after the leather's hung back up. From start to finish, bluff to beer bust, Phoenix Leather Pride 2025 is a full-spectrum celebration for everything our community stands for: authenticity, connection, and joy. And today's guest is from RuPaul's Drag Race, and soon the international stage at IML 2026. We're pleased to welcome the reigning Mr. Dix 2025, the radiant, fearless, and utterly uncompromisable Honey Davenport to Phoenix. Friendly reminder, they will be here on Friday. For now, Brian, take it away. What's happening around town this week?
You're listening to the Gay PHX Podcast, where community comes first.
Hey, hey, Gay PHXers, it's your Desert Den Daddy, Brian, back with another Brian's Hot 3, your weekly guide to what's queer, what's local, and what's not to be missed in Phoenix and beyond. All right, pups, pigs, and proud purrs of the desert, lube your boots, shine that leather, and tighten those straps, because this week, Phoenix isn't just heating up, it's sizzling in leather, latex, and lust. You can smell the leather in the air, see the glitter on the ground, and feel that buzz that only Leather Pride begins. Whether you're a seasoned dom, a curious pup, or somewhere deliciously in between, Phoenix Leather Pride Week is here, and these three events will have your heart racing and your harness glistening. Let's get into it. Thursday, October 9th, 9 p.m., Bluff Cigar Social and Bondage Karaoke, Cigars, Bondage, and Ballads. Oh my. Mr. Newtown Phoenix 2025, Master Adams, hosts this unapologetically masculine evening where smoke meets submission. belt out your favorite tune while someone gets lightly flogged in the corner, or maybe you're the one getting a verse and a spanking. It's hot, it's heavy, and it's happening at Newtown Saloon, where the smoke is thick, the rope is tight, and the energy is pure alpha. Friday, October 10th, 6 p.m., Leather Happy Hour and Pizza Party. Kick off the Leather Pride weekend right with carbs, cocktails, and camaraderie at the Leather Happy Hour and Pizza Party. Hosted by Ben, Mr. Anvil Phoenix 2025, this night's all about the community and the connection, with Dennis Daniels as Mr. Anvil 2024 showing off his flogging finesse, and a show-stopping performance by Honey Davenport, Mr. Dick's Leather. That'll leave you breathless. Free pizza, fierce looks, and full-on fun, all at the Anvil, where every slice comes with a side of sass and a sprinkle of glittered grease. Saturday, October 11th, 9 p.m., The Yard, Outdoor Prison Party. Step inside the chain-link gates and surrender to your ultimate prison fantasy as the Arizona Men of Leather present The Yard, Outdoor Prison Parking Lot Party. Experience cruel and unusual punishments with Leather Rob. Explore tented play areas and dark corners and get wild in a dog pound puppy mosh pit. File charges, post bail, or keep your friends locked up in a jail cell fundraiser, all benefiting Alzheimer's awareness. And don't miss the date and inmate auction, where four sexy prisoners are up for bid with full date packages, a $25 bar tab, a $25 Uber card, and a $25 offshoot gift card. Two outdoor bars will keep the drinks flowing, cash or credit, no tabs inside or out. It's all going down in the Anvil parking lot, where the desert air crackles, the boots stomp, and you don't just watch. At The Yard, you serve your time. So there it is, one blazing hot Leather Pride weekend and a community that knows how to celebrate in full gear and full heart. Phoenix Leather Pride isn't just about leather, it's about legacy, it's about the people who show up, support each other, and keep that fire burning. Whether you're there to play, connect, or cheer on your brothers, sisters, and siblings in leather, you're part of the story. So polish those boots, hydrate, and get ready to celebrate everything that makes Phoenix Leather Pride the heartbeat of the desert community. From the Gay PHX family and from me, your Desert Den Daddy Brian, we'll see you this weekend in leather and in love. Phoenix Leather Pride, where tradition meets temptation. We don't have a transmitter, we don't have a broadcast tower humming in the desert, but we do have you, and that means everything. So keep listening, keep showing up, keep being the reason that community shines. We'll see you next week. We'll be posting more pictures on Gay PHX. Until then, stay safe, stay proud, and stay loud. And this is Brian, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GayPHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the Valley.
New episodes, local voices, big queer energy. Subscribe now to the Gay PHX podcast.
Phoenix, are you ready to scream? Grit is back, and this time the pool is gone dark. The Scream Pool Party, where sexy meets spooky, and hauntings await around every corner. It's dark, it's sexy, it's a blast, and you've got 5 shots to experience it before it vanishes into the night. Dive in, Phoenix. Tickets at gayphx.com. Scream with us at Grit.
This is what community sounds like.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma. And I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about injectable HIV meds. Let's talk about long-acting HIV medications. It's a total game changer for both prevention and treatment. Instead of taking pills every day to prevent or treat HIV, long-acting options like injectable PrEP, or injectable HIV treatment can be given once every 1 or 2 months, some even less often. That means fewer daily reminders, more privacy, and more freedom. But they're not for everyone. You'll need to visit a provider regularly for your shots, and missing an appointment can raise your risk of resistance. We don't want that. Some people also experience side effects like injection site pain or fatigue. The good news? These meds are safe, effective, and helping more people stay undetectable or HIV-free without that daily pill. Talk to a healthcare provider to see if long-acting options are right for you. Let's live and love stigma-free of HIV.
Phoenix, are you ready to drain it out? Drain Your Nut Phoenix returns Thursday, October 16th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And this is the play party everyone's talking about. Straight from L.A., it's an unapologetic, no ego, no pressure night where you set the rules.
Yeah.
3 hours, one room, endless possibilities. Whether you're there to watch, connect, or go all the way, this is the space where boundaries drop and desires take over. Capacity is limited, so don't wait. Secure your spot now and get all the details at gayphx.com. That's gayphx.com. Phoenix, come ready, come curious, and be prepared to drain your nut.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX Podcast.
From the bright lights of RuPaul's Drag Race to the heart of Palm Springs nightlife, this performer is no stranger to commanding a stage, a crowd, even an entire movement. You've seen their artistry, you felt their fire, and now they're wearing a whole new crown and sash, the current Mr. Dixon Aretas, and they're setting their sights on IML 2026. How does someone go from being a celebrated drag queen to taking the leap into leather titles, community service, and the international stage? What does that journey look like, and what does it mean for visibility, representation, and the next generation coming up behind them? Let's find out as we welcome to the rainbow-tinted microphone, Honey Davenport. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Thank you so very much for joining us. This is awesome. You're my first Ru Queen. I'm so excited. I've watched the show forever. So when I first got to meet you, I was like, oh my God, I need Davenport. I had a little screaming girl moment that I didn't show you.
That's so cute. Thank you. Thank you.
So you've built a reputation as a fierce artist and performer and advocate through drag. What inspired you to step into the world of leather titles?
I have always incorporated some kind of kink or fetish or sexuality into my drag persona, into my parties. Back in the day, I threw parties like Cockfight and Funk in New York City, which from their titles can tell you just a little bit about what kind of parties they were, okay? And like those were the things that I was known for. Those were the things that kind of made me. Also, alongside of drag, I've always go-goed and DJed. And for a very long time in the West Village, I was some of your favorite drag stars of today's drag DJ out of drag in a jockstrap.
I'm not
doing drag today. I'm going to wear this fetish look or whatever. And so for me, in New York City, with the duality of drag and go-go, the same year that I was Miss Fire Island, I was also Fire Island Go-Go Boy of the Year. I always had those two wheels spinning, and I threw go-go dancer parties, but I was in drag hosting them. I just always intersected between the two worlds. But for me, when I really became like and ingrained into my spirit that I lived a leather lifestyle like I do now, is when I moved to Palm Springs and I found an actual leather family. The leather community as a whole is large and it has so many different, this section and this organization and this clique and whatever. And everybody from every town has their little thing. And when I moved here, I really enjoyed the things that PSLOD were doing. And I was like, I want to be a part of that thing. And it changed over for me. It wasn't a change of like who I am. Like, I wore leather on the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race. It's part of who I am. But when it became more broadcast, and I guess a part of how the world sees me, is when I found my leather family at Pièce de l'Ordi.
That's awesome. And what's it like for you to carry a legacy of being a Rue girl and then now being like a leather title holder?
That's really cool because, so what I've experienced now, because I still do a lot of drag and I still travel around the world and do drag and DJ and drag. And so every now and then I'll meet this queen. Maybe it's an older queen who used to feel like they had to separate their drag from their leather, and they love that I'm getting to celebrate both parts of, or two parts of me. And, or it's a younger queen who, you know, I've met, who is, I've always had a separate Instagram page for these two things, and I don't let people who are in leather know that I do this one drag show a month, and I'm also a drag queen. And now that's helped me put the two of them together, and it's made my drag better and my leather better. That. Yeah.
So you get to be your more authentic self in both of those roles.
Yeah.
And how do you hope that your platform at Dix and Drag helps there? Let me say that again.
Helps that.
How do you hope that your platform with Dix bridges the drag and leather communities? How does that help overlap? Like, I see that you perform with your beard, and I love that. I love a bearded queen. I don't know why, but it's been my new obsession because, I don't know, I just love it. A bearded queen feels like they're embracing their true selves, both sides of the masculinity and the femininity, and so that's why I think I really like them.
And same, and that's how I feel. That's how I feel at my happiest. And I think I did so many versions of drag, so many versions of my drag, and I expressed them in a different, like, facet, like how I saw this drag character I developed under Davenport. And then there was a time when I was like, I always go by Honey on and off stage. And there was a part of my life where I realized that having my beard would make me off stage happier. That is honest, that is truthful. I realized that my beard would make me happier off stage. And I said, why not give it a shot? And then I fell in love with how I could incorporate it into my artistry. But I moved to grow up my beard and start doing bearded drag because I deserve to give myself a chance at happiness every single day. And every single chance I see that is not hurting anybody else, I'm going to go for it. And it literally made it brighten my whole entire world. It made me feel legitimately happier. And I was like, I wonder if I can incorporate this into my work. And if I can't, then I'll save it. If I'm missing an opportunity, then I'll save it. And it actually just felt like another, like a version of who I am. But like you said, just conjoined forces of what leather is and what drag is and what community service is. All of these things I've always been, but it seemed like, for one, a real representation of my gender non-conforming leather drag lifestyle.
Yeah, it's like instead of wearing several hats, you've put them all on at once. And this is who I am as a whole. And it shows because we got the privilege of meeting you this last weekend. And every moment you just radiated happiness and joy. And that's why it's real easy for me to just call you Honey, because it's just fitting. It's just who you are. And it was wonderful to meet you. And that's why I'm so excited you're here.
Thank you. Thank you. That's why I always go by Honey. I think that there was a conversation that I had with a former lover, and he asked me what, and I call him my platonic life partner. We're still legally married, but
just like a straight marriage.
Yeah, like a straight marriage, yeah. But he asked me, what would I prefer to be called, by Honey or by my birth name? And I said, I guess I prefer to be called Honey. Like, it's the thing that I call what I created, what I spent half of my literal life. I just turned 40. I've been doing drag for 19 years and some change, almost two decades. Like, half of my life, I've been developing Honey. And if you're asking me, do I want to be called this first half or the second half? Well, the second half. I made those choices for myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I discovered who this person is and how I wanted people to feel, and I titled it. And yes, that's what I want to be called. And when he asked me that, he gave me permission to take my power over it. And that's another place where two things fused in my life that are completely separate. My drag and my life are different. And I say often that there are two distinct differences between Honey Davenport and Honey. Like Honey offstage and Honey Davenport.
Right.
And like they're like it, and what that is that I think that Honey on stage has taught me how to exist off stage more authentically. And I hope that is what people say radiating from me is my authenticity. And yeah, I
don't know. It really does. So as we head into IML for next year, what are you most excited about as you prepare for that stage?
So as I prepare for that stage, what I'm the most excited about is, so my leather father, Will Weaver, the first guy to put me in a piece of leather and has been a consistent guide and coach throughout his last, I want to say, 6 or so years of my life. He told me when I decided to accept the offer for Mr. Dix and to run for leather or International Mr. Leather, that he wanted to make sure that I knew how many communities of people this could matter for. And the thing that I'm most excited about is that he really helped me open my mind to, he really helped open my mind to the possibility of how much a difference I could make for so many nuanced queer communities all getting representation to come together and see themselves on a stage in a way they never have before. And I'm excited to, that's a big responsibility to represent.
Right.
To be first Drag Race girl on the IML stage that I know of, I think. and to really represent a sector of the queer community that was desexualized in a sexualized space. For how many years did we say that if you do drag, that was like a negative on your hotness point? And through things like RuPaul's Drag Race really celebrating how drag queens look out of drag and who we are underneath of our persona, people developed new ways to determine that we were the trade or whatever they call it. And those things really helped celebrate the person behind the drag. I never experienced that before Drag Race. And so I know that encouraged me a lot to move into that and to start considering my own happiness in every day and every moment and how that's influenced my drag, my worldview, the way I fight back. Like, it's influenced all of those things. And if anything, I am excited to be a representative for anybody else who feels like they are a multitude of things.
So, as you say, representation is powerful. What message do you want to send to young queer folks who see you on this journey?
I think the thing that has brought the most joy into my life, and this is what I would share with anybody starting out, anybody who's been going for a long time, no matter where you are in your queer journey, but the thing that has brought me the most joy in my life is creating space. We so often as a community demand our space and our voices be heard, and I think it's really also our responsibility to continue to create space for others. And I say often how my favorite thing about drag is being a drag mother. I have 11 wonderful kids around the country.
Wow.
Who they're leaders in their own community. And they're leading their communities with a tool that I helped them craft that I was told that was something that was wrong or bad. And it's that little, like that little thing of me deciding, no, I'm going to do drag. I'm going to do this anyway. And now I've been able to share that gift that was given to me with others, and I'm watching them change their world. You, to anybody who's on wherever part of their queer journey, what I would say to you is today, space. Right now, it is so important while our spaces are being challenged to continually create more of it, while our diversity and inclusion are being challenged to continually create more of it, and while our existence is continually being challenged to continually be joyful and present in the face of that.
That's probably the hardest.
Yeah.
But it's great sound advice. It really is. It's so hard because I feel they are literally trying to erase us. They're trying to remove crosswalks that are memorials, and it's insane. And we, yeah, I agree. We all have to rally together as a community. Now, being a part of your drag family, did they have, you talked about how there's like this, there used to be, or there is, I'm not sure still, stigmatism between leather and drag. How did your drag family accept your leather evolution?
I am from a drag dynasty.
The Davenports are well known throughout the country.
Right. What I will say is that my drag mother and my aunties and everything, they are so fully booked and busy and living. So we pass each other in the comments and on the occasional phone call. And I'm in a couple of weeks making a little surprise visit. I don't know whether this comes out, it will have happened by then or not, but a little surprise visit down to Dallas and let's see some of my Davenport family. But I only know how my drag family feels about it because of how they celebrate me online. And I know my grandma always, my grandma collector Davenport always stops through the comments and be like, I'm proud of you, baby. Keep going. And being with my drag mother, Daisy Davenport, who's like the head of Laverne Cox's glam squad. And it's like, they are my Auntie Kennedy. But every time I see them, they encourage me to keep going and keep being the best version of myself. And I know if I ever need to call or next to them, I can. Now, my kids, sometimes they forget, like Little Miss Monet Exchange, she forgets about me. But the Davenports as a whole, they really do. They stop by and celebrate and congratulate. And that feels good. I never do anything I do for celebration. I just look at what I feel like is missing in the world that I could include into it, what my service could be. But when my service is celebrated, that always shows. That always feels really cool. Like, that'll cut.
And what surprised you the most about stepping into the leather community as a title holder?
Okay, so last year at Mr. Palm Springs Leather, I competed as an independent. And they, Chris Tatum, right here, is a former Mr. Palm Springs Leather, and he was one of the judges last year. He gave us all these questions. And it said, what does a leather title holder play? What role does a leather title holder play in the leather community? And how is it different than a leather person? And I put that question on my refrigerator for this entire year. And when I was initially asked to be Mr. Dick's Leather, I'd ask myself that question again. If I'm going to say yes, what am I going to do as a title holder that is different than I'm doing as a leather person? Like, I could just go to the parties and be a part of the group.
Right.
But what, as a title holder, am I going to do that's different? And I turned to Dixon and I said, I would really like to be a liaison between this bar that I love so much and this city that I love so much and really create new space for new communities to come in and feel like they have a place to party here. Like, I don't care that we're a smaller bar, but what could we do within these walls? Because I think that if each bar, no matter their size, was all thinking about not only what they can create that's new, but who else they could pull in from our surrounding areas as a tourist town. Like, we could generate a whole different kind of industry and a whole different kind of vibe for Palm Springs and who is allowed to come here and be a leather person in this very leathery space. And so that was my answer. I wanted to be a liaison to the community for my bar. And so that, to answer your question, I walked all around. I'm so sorry.
It's all good now.
That's my objective as a leather title holder, is to be a liaison between my community and other communities and create space for people who might not otherwise have it within the spaces that I'm invited into.
That's awesome. We love it. And so how can people follow your journey, support you, or connect to you as you prepare for IML?
Yes, there's going to be so many things. I am looking at this from such a Honey Davenport perspective. So my title run is going to be my title run done my way. And so that being said, there's going to be tons of places to follow that journey. First and foremost, always on Sunday night at Dixon Arena for Sundays with Honey. That is my home bar. I also throw a ton of other events and help others cultivate events in that space. So be on the lookout at Dixon Arena on Instagram or Dix Palm Springs. They have two of them. That's their prerogative. I have a hard time editing one. But yeah, you can keep updated from our events on both of those pages. You can always follow me on my socials at Honey Davenport Official for my extra exclusive, very 18 and over adult content. You can follow me on OnlyFans and DesertFans at Honey_Davenport, where you can see underneath my drag.
I like that.
And of course, as always, I've always been a music creator and a content creator. So my YouTube is also Honey Davenport Official. I have a really cool show that actually took a break from editing to do this podcast that I'm working on called The Queen and the Peen, Your Ideal Role Reversal with an Adult Content Creator. And he teaches me the ins and outs of adult content creation, and I teach him the ins and outs of drag that is about to launch there. Tons of music. My new song, Come to Papa, is going to drop in about a month. Follow me on all of the music streaming platforms. And then maybe follow me to bed, because it sounds like I need a nap after all of that, right?
Yes, with everything you got going on. That's why I said, thanks. I know you have a busy schedule, but wow, is it packed. And you're going to be coming out here to Phoenix as well, too, correct?
Yes, follow me to Phoenix, because I'll be there for both Leather Pride and Gay Pride. So that's going to be pretty cool. I'll be there 2 weekends in a row for Leather Pride and Gay Pride.
Excellent.
Doing a bunch of events on both sides.
Awesome. I can't wait to see you when you get out here.
Yeah.
All right, honey. Well, thank you so very much for doing this. I really appreciate it. I know you got a lot going on, so I'll let you get back to it. And again, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me ramble through all of my answers to the questions. I know I'm long-winded.
Hey, it's all good. It's perfect for a podcast. I love it.
Okay, cool. Awesome. All right, I'll talk to you too.
Another reason we love this community.
Phoenix, lock it down. On Saturday, October 11th, the Anvil parking lot transforms into The Yard, outdoor prison party. From 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., the gates swing wide, and you're sentenced to one unforgettable night. Inside The Yard, Leather Rob is serving up cruel and unusual punishments. Explore the tented areas, let loose in the dog pound puppy mosh pit, and don't miss the jail sale fundraiser, where you can file charges for your friend's arrest or pay their bail, just bring them free. All raising money for Alzheimer's. And then the heat gets turned up with the date and inmate auction. Four sexy prisoners, and then there's myself, are all on the block. Winners score a full date package, $25 bar tab, $25 Uber gift card, and $25 offshoot gift card, with more venues in the mix. The countdown is on. The Yard Outdoor Prison Party, Saturday, October 11th at the Anvil. Gates open at 9. Phoenix, it's time to serve your sentence.
You are about to embark on a hero's journey. You will do something you never thought you could do. Destiny awaits, and you cannot escape it!
Very funny, Valentina. You can just say take out the trash next time.
Honey, in this house, we're all your friends. What's your name?
I'm Simon.
I'm Mama Moo Moo. This is my place. Every drag performer is unique.
Gay Thank you. I love you, boys.
The name's Dinah. Dinabolical.
Cry, you miserable queens! Igor! Showtime!
When you fall in love with you, your star begins to glow. But when you put that up to use, you become a hero. When you fall in love with you, your star begins to glow. But when you put that up to use, you become a hero.
Oh my God. Who are you?
The name's Maxi LaWow.
Maxi LaWow! Maxi LaWow, Super Shiro, available on iTunes, Apple TV, and wherever you stream your superpower.
Girl, I'm a super queen.
Huzzah! Welcome to All Queer Shakespeare, the world's first all LGBTQIA+ Shakespearean theater company. Tickets are on sale for our latest show. Check us out at allqueershakespeare.com. It's a gay old time.
Pride lives here.
And that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Gay PHX Podcast. A huge thank you to our guest and the incredible Honey Davenport, Mr. Dix 2025, soon to be IML 2026 contender, and proof that authenticity and artistry can coexist in perfect harmony. Honey, you inspire us to live boldly, love openly, and embrace every part of who we are. Thank you for joining us and for sharing your story. I also want to give a special shout out to our friends at Roro Dogs for hosting us on First Friday and letting us stream live from their balcony on Roosevelt Row. It was wild, it was wonderful, and it reminded us just how powerful this community is when we show up for one another. And if you haven't stopped by their shop yet, make it a point to stop in, grab a dog, say hey, and feel the love. And speaking of live, we've got something special for you coming up this Friday at 4 p.m., we'll be live from Melrose Yoga with Ben, Mr. Anvil Phoenix, as he unveils a brand new leather pride flag. It's going to be a moment you don't want to miss. It's blending strength, spirit, and a whole lot of pride right here in the heart of Phoenix. We're so proud to be part of this community, truly. And we mean it when we say Gay PHX doesn't exist without you. Every download, every share, every moment you spend listening helps us keep going. We're here because of you, the people who show up, support, and believe in this wild, beautiful desert community we call home. If you like to support what we do, there are so many ways that you can help. Attend an event at Grit AZ, supporting local nightlife, queer art, and the spaces that bring us together. Shop from yadaddy.com, our creative hub for custom merch, stickers, apparel, and 3D prints made right here in Phoenix. Or swing by AZ Print and Ship at 7th Avenue in McDowell and check out our latest prints. Meet Freddie and the gang and say hey. It's a local business that believes in this community as much as we do. Every bit of love, every purchase, every visit, all of it matters. All of it keeps the lights on, the mics hot, and the conversations going. From all of us here at Gay PHX, thank you for listening, thank you for believing, and thank you for being a part of this growing, glittering family. We're proud of you, Phoenix. We're proud to be you, Phoenix. And until next time, stay safe, stay sexy, and stay connected. We'll see you Friday at 4 p.m. live from Melrose Yoga.
We're together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side. We're together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX Podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.